Quill Tree Books and Harper Audio present Murray Out of Water by Taylor Tracy. Performed by Sarah Beth Pfeiffer. For Grandpa. Thank you for telling me I would be an author before it was a dream I had for myself. And for anyone who has ever felt the magic of the sea. Part 1. Happy Place. I fly through the kitchen after school, like a seagull soaring over the sand, searching for an open bag of chips. Past my baby brother Sean, sucking his pacifier, slapping his chubby hands on his tray. Past my perfect sister Kelly, still in uniform, plaid skirt, navy polo, and gray knee socks, frowning at an essay on her laptop. Past Mom, slicing juicy apples, who scowls without looking up. No running in the house, Murray. Act like a young lady, please. I roll my eyes. I'm no lady. But slow to a speed walk upstairs to my corner room with a view of the sea. I peel off the uncomfortable pink blouse and skirt Mom bought me when we went school shopping at the Ocean County Mall this summer. Pull on my favorite blue one-piece suit, stiff from summers of salt. I bound downstairs, burst out the back door, Mom's voice nearly lost in the wind behind me. No swimming without lifeguards, Murray. Our back deck stairs descend right onto the beach. The ocean is our neighbor. The ocean is my friend. I wiggle my toes in the cool sand, giggle at the salty wind tickling my cheeks, grin at the dark smudge of the horizon. The light blue expanse turns violet where sky meets sea, spread out in front of me like we live on the edge of the world. I take off toward the water, my happy place. I feel free. Family Tides. Low tide. My name is Murray, my great-grandma's last name, meaning from the land by the sea. High tide. Sometimes I think Mom would have given me a less special name if she'd known the person I'd come to be. Low tide. We live on the beach in Lavalette, New Jersey, in the house my mom grew up in. I love flip-flops and t-shirts that go to my knees. I collect sea glass and facts about ocean animals. High tide. I'm 12. And Kelly is 17. I miss when the gap between us felt more like Barnegat Bay, not the whole Atlantic Ocean. We used to make sandcastles and tumble through the waves. When Kelly was my age, she drifted away, suddenly into mani-pedis and makeup, hanging out at the boardwalk with her friends, but telling Mom and Dad she was going to the library. Now she's the star student, ace of the academic challenge team, captain of Donovan Catholic's cheer squad. And I'm her freaky little sister, who speaks to the sea and spends her time learning about the ocean. Rip current. No one talks about my brother Patrick. He left for college 2 years ago. He never came back. Ebb, flow, breathe. The still warm late September water rushes past my knees like a friend saying hello. It slips back, spills into another little wave, like the back and forth swell of nerves in my belly. Mom's gonna be so angry when she sees Mr. Holburn's red corrections all over my quiz. Mom wants me to be
Sample complete. Ready to continue?